A Lenni Lenape organization is raising money and drawing up plans for an educational cultural center in Salem County, New Jersey, to teach visitors about conservation, land stewardship, and the Lenape. It'll take place at the Gohanzic Nature Reserve, a 63-acre parcel. WHYY's Kenneth Burns reports the land is special in many ways.
Ty Gold Jacinto is the founder of the Native American Advancement Corporation. The organization aims to help the next generation of Nanticoke Lenni Lenape people while teaching others about energy conservation.
Create jobs so that our children or grandchildren can learn building science, you know, to go to school to learn building science, to get trained to learn building science, and to help with energy savings.
Jacinto, who is a carpenter and realtor, started the nonprofit from her dining table. From there, it moved into a rented space in downtown Bridgeton. She eventually bought a building to create room for 36 employees, but the space became tight. Then in 2021, she stumbled upon 63 acres in Quinton Township.
It was listed under a place where I wasn't looking. It was hidden from me until the time came.
The price tag, $1.2 million. Jacinto negotiated it down to $820,000 plus closing costs. Her organization received help from the New Jersey Conservation Foundation, the Nature Conservancy, and the state's Green Acres program to acquire the former church property. The 63 acres is but a small part of a forest that comprises thousands of acres that has been untouched by development. Jacinto has a deeper connection to the land.
Where we are right now is where my ancestors were born, raised.
That's Mark Quiet Hawk Gold, Jacinto's father. He was chief of the Nanticoke Lenni Lenape Tribal Nation for 45 years.
The families all stuck together. You couldn't find a wife because everybody down the street was your cousin. That's how many of us were right here.
Gould and Jacinto believe there is an energy of acceptance from the land.
But this area here is where I feel most energy.
As we walk through the forest together, Jacinto takes us to where she felt her ancestors. She had built a fire circle out of stone there.
What we do with our circles, we plant trees when someone passes for the ancestors. And this was already a circle with the larger trees, with the baby trees all the way around. And we can only enter in this side, which is the east side, from the east door. So the remaining side will always be covered, surrounded by the trees.
I ask her what the energy feels like.
You know, I'm not a firm believer of, you know, ghosts and so forth, but I told my husband this, you know, because every time we would walk in certain areas, the hair would stand on my arms. He said, well, you know, you can't discount that. He said, energy cannot be destroyed or created. You've had births and deaths, and you've had families, and you've had tragedies, and you have happiness all on that property for thousands of years in your family.
The Nanticoke Lenni Lenape people have inhabited southern New Jersey for thousands of years, long before Europeans kept records of their visits.
Much of what we know about this period comes from these written historical records.
Dr. William Carrigan is a history professor at Rowan University.
Certainly when we have those first records appear, it's already clear that the Nanticoke Lenape people have been living in the area for a long period of time.
They survived initial tensions with early 17th century Dutch and Swedish settlers, but diseases would have a devastating impact on the people, causing some to move away. Eventually, more than 1 million acres of land was taken from the Lenape people by the sons of William Penn via the walking purchase. With Lenape numbers still on the decline in New Jersey in the mid-18th century, Carrigan says an offer was made to those who remained.
The relatively small number of Lenape that are left agree to give up their rest of their land claims in exchange for a little over 3,000 acres of land in this first government-supported reservation.
That reservation, Indian Mills, also known as Brotherton, operated for more than 40 years. It's located in modern-day Chemung Township, Burlington County. But not all moved to the reservation. Some integrated to a degree within nearby South Jersey communities, maintaining their traditions and identity. According to Dr. Janet Lindman, chair of the history department at Rowan, New Jersey, starting in the 19th century, began to reassign a race to its Lenape residents.
Instead of calling them Indian, they would call them colored. So they'd count them as if they're black people, even though they weren't. And that was another way to kind of whitewash the history and say, see, they're vanishing Indians. There are no Indians around here.
Chief Gould remembers those days.
We weren't allowed to express our heritage at all. And one of the things that happened, and the parents would come out and tell you that you can't say that. And we didn't understand.
Gould says his family attended an AME church because that was the only house of worship available to them. They were also under the same segregation rules as African Americans.
When I went to the movies, I had to sit in the balcony. I knew that when I went into J.C. Penney's, I had to sit on a stool, a special stool. We had those kinds of restrictions that I couldn't understand when I was younger.
With inspiration from the civil rights movement, Professor Lindman says attitudes started to change in the mid-1960s.
So you get the forming of AIM, the American Indian Movement, in Minneapolis in the late 60s.
She says AIM spoke up for Indian rights and for reclaiming tribal land after an effort under the Eisenhower administration to detribalize Indians in the 1950s, forcing them to go to the cities.
But of course, with the ongoing racism, it didn't really work. And so a lot of groups lost their land. And of course, it was sold off to developers, and white people took it over. And so there are groups who tried to get them back.
For the Native American Advancement Corporation to be able to reclaim their land is a huge deal, says Lindman. Chief Gould has another perspective.
The creator saw to it that we got our land back. We didn't take anything.
From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.